So why do American Christian churches send money to a government that does this to Christians?
Well, I think the ones that send money that support the settlements are obviously the Christian Zionists. There's an organization called Christians United for Israel, Pastor John Hagee. I was in Washington a few weeks ago because, well, they had a conference in Baltimore. So it's slowly growing an awareness by other Christians in America that just like many Jews are protesting and saying not in our name and Jewish voice for peace, there has to be much more done by the Christians in America because these Christian Zionists are speaking in our name. Someone like Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, is saying and doing what he's doing because he's following a Christianity that is not the Christianity of the Holy Land. It's not the Christianity of a Catholic or an Orthodox or a traditional Christian. It's a heretical belief.
What is Christian Zionism? Mm-hmm.
As far as I understand it, they believe in the idea of the rapture. They believe that it's sort of this cruel bargain they have going with Israel. Because basically what they say that they're going to be swooped up into heaven, right? And then there's going to be a 1,000-year kingdom. And then there'll be the end of the world and the judgment by Christ, and he'll come back. This is a false, it was condemned as a heresy in 381. Because basically there is no 1,000-year millennium to come, no 1,000-year period. The end, we are in that time period now. And so it's a false belief there. And
so basically what they're arguing is that Jesus coming the first time wasn't enough.
Yeah. And it's like, in a way, it's denying the Messiah.